Tomorrow, the Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board is scheduled to vote on opening up the marijuana industry to out-of-state money. The idea is to increase cash flow to entrepreneurs with limited access to capital. But some worry more money will only make Washington's burgeoning pot industry more corporate. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
Michelle Anderson grows 5,800 square feet of marijuana in Battleground. She employs three people, but she needs closer to 10 or 15 employees to get all the work done.
If we had capital, we wouldn't have every single family member down there at harvest. We would hire more people.
Anderson says she has family in Oregon who would love to help out her business by lending her money, but right now they can't.
I completely understand that, you know, that desire to look outside of the state, particularly with no bank helping. Everything that we've done has been, you know, cash.
Washington currently limits any loans or financial gifts to state residents. Across the state, those rules have made it difficult for some businesses, like Anderson's, to expand as fast as they'd like, and for others to even pay their bills. The state's Liquor and Cannabis Board is scheduled to consider new rules that could open up the state's marijuana industry to money from outside the state.
It's essentially being like a bank and providing a loan to someone.
Brian Smith is a spokesman for the board. The proposed rules would lift a six-month residency requirement for any non-Washington resident who wants to loan or gift a licensed cannabis business money. Lenders will also be subjected to criminal background checks. Smith says outside lenders would be allowed to charge interest, but wouldn't be allowed to become investors in retail stores or grow operations.
I don't think this is going to revolutionize the industry in any way. Some people have more access to capital in-state and they're doing very well, but others need some of that outside help.
In Oregon, lawmakers did away with the state's residency requirement during the last legislative session. Starting in early June, all aspects of the state's recreational marijuana industry are open to both residents and non-residents, as long as applicants get all necessary permits. That means people outside of Oregon will be able to own and invest in pot shops and cannabis farms. Hillary Bricken is an attorney in Seattle and specializes in the marijuana industry. She says if Washington's new rules get approved, they could help some businesses that are currently struggling with cash flow.
Many Washingtonians are not interested in investing in or supporting these businesses with their own money.
Bricken says right now, financing for the industry in Washington is scarce. While a handful of regional banks and credit unions are willing to issue the cannabis industry bank accounts, loans are hard to come by.
So it is very difficult to secure financing outside of friends and family.
Even though some in the industry are struggling to get enough capital, others are concerned that increasing access to money could hurt smaller growers and retail operations. John Britt opened High Five Cannabis in East Vancouver back in March.
In this industry already, at least in some of the bigger cities, you've already got your, you know, 900-pound gorillas that are operating. So to see more of those, yes, that would be a little frightening.
He says he got the money he needed to start his store from a family business he ran for more than a decade.
It's one of those things where when you take a look at the business model, you pretty much have to have your own funding.
Britt says if he needed capital quickly, he would be stuck. At the same time, he doesn't want the state to relax rules. Rather, Britt says, there are enough would-be financiers in Washington already willing to lend money to the legal marijuana industry. I'm Conrad Wilson in Vancouver, Washington.